Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hello, and welcome to the God Pod. I'm the Lord thy God, and wow, what a year 2023 was. What a shitty year for me and most everybody. 2023 was pretty sucky, unless you were a billionaire. But even then, actually, it was pretty bad, because the billionaires, they went down into that sub and they glubbed, and they bought websites and they ruined them and they threatened to fight each other in the octagon and then pushed out. What a year 2023 was. Wow. Barbie came out. Me and Jesus loved it. And at this point, if you haven't seen Barbie, I don't think that I can be friends with you. I'm just going to say that. But anyway, Jesus responded to being deemed too woke by evangelicals. That's right. Evangelicals are so far nested up Donald Trump's rectum that they decided that Jesus was too woke with his love each other business. And then what else happened? Trump's mugshot came out. That was a big moment. Yeah. His ugly mug. And then, of course, a war broke out. Did I say a war? Whatever it is that they're doing over there in Israel, doesn't seem like a war. Seems more like a fish in the barrel situation. Pretty awful to see what's happening, but also the way that people have reacted to it. Showing their ass. I mean, showing what kind of assholes they are. Then, of course, we talked about Mike Johnson. And I'm not saying Mike Johnson as in my penis. There's a guy named Mike Johnson, Mickey. Mickey Johnson admitted he and his son monitor each other's porn intake. You might not even know who Mike Johnson is. The new Speaker of the House for the Republicans. It took them all year to find someone to replace Kevin McCarthy. And they finally did, and it's a guy who monitors his son's porn intake. And his son monitors his. Jesus even got an account to investigate Covenant Eyes, which is the app they use to keep an eye on each other's spanking habits. Disgusting. This is the moral majority, my ass. And then Mary and Santa Claus came back and celebrated the holidays with us. It was wonderful. Jesus, wherever you are, I love you, buddy. Happy New Year, everybody. Well, I hope you enjoyed that clip show of the God Pod. We here at the God Pod absolutely love you, our listeners, our devoted fan following. You keep us going through the years. True, just like Wikipedia and PBS, the God Pod is only made possible by funding from you, the listeners of the show. If you'd like to join our cult, did I say cult? If you'd like to join our Patreon, you can go to patreon.com/godpod and help us out. Help out the cause of blasphemy. Thanks.
So week one, he admits it's going to do amazing. What about week two? Is that where he's going? Because it actually did amazing week two.
Yeah, let's see. Yeah, play.
My prediction is going to just absolutely fall off a cliff after that.
That sucks.
Because she's, I believe, L, right, Jesus? She's L.
A lesbian? Yes, I think that's right. Go to Jesus for the book on queer people. Yes, let me look. Santa's got the naughty or nice list. I got the queer or not list.
I'm just God. Where I see love, they see a fraud. What will it take for them to see the God behind the pod and fight for me? So are these people billionaires, or is this Virgin Galactic just handing out tickets to make themselves look better because they're aware that they don't want you to think that it's only something for billionaires?
It feels a little bit like that.
Right.
But I don't know. Her earrings looked really nice.
I feel like Lego Movie, they should put out a third movie, like Lego Movie 3, because in the original movie, it was, the song was "Everything is Awesome." So in the third movie, to complete the character arc, everything's horrible. Everything is fucked up all of the time. The Supreme Court is corrupted. Actually, maybe we'll make that the title of this episode. God is dead. Lil God has died.
That's a really good name.
Sad news. Lil God has died, everybody. Yo!
That must have been a mistake.
He called him fat.
This is, you know what? This is exactly what happens to Eminem in a cipher. You just can't help what's going to come off the top of your head.
But Jesus, if you want to smoke crack and poke pictures of yourself smoking crack on social media naked with your dick out, listen, I'm not going to say I support it, but I would still love you.
Aw, what a supportive father you are.
I would still love you and hope that we can get you into rehab, son. When the pastor would say, I'm literally quoting Jesus Christ, the response would be, yes, but does that doesn't work anymore. That's weak.
What? Oh my God, that's weak? That's weak?
I'm crucified again.
God taking on the news and telling the idiots that speak for God, you're fucking wrong. Yeah, can you imagine who would speak for God and make me out into such a bigot? I don't know if he would be so worried about taking his shirt off in public, Jesus, because he's 6'2", 215, right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, okay, maybe.
The same height and weight as Lamar Jackson, ripped, thin quarterback of the Baltimore Ravens who can run at a 95 speed in Madden. How do you ever know you're praying to the right God?
Yeah, that's an important question. But if you pray to us, it is the right one. Oh, yeah. And by the way, who got bin Laden? Who? What president was that again?
Was that Bush that got bin Laden? Wait. Was it Trump? Don't go breaking my heart. I couldn't if I tried.
Honey, if I get restless.
Baby, you're not that kind.
Don't go breaking my heart.
You take the weight off of me. So what you're saying, Jesus, if I'm interpreting you correctly, is that you hate children and you hate childhood.
No. I would throw this kid out the plane if I saw this.
And most people are going to be like, yeah, I'm never forgiving. They have so many choices. They have so many choices. My goodness. There's the God Pod on Twitch. There's the God Pod on TikTok. There's the God Pod on YouTube. There's the audio version of the podcast. Who the hell has time to watch Drew Barrymore? Fuck you, Pharaoh. We don't want to do this anymore. I think this guy Noah's got a good idea. Did I say Noah? I meant Moses.
It's okay. We all make mistakes, right, Drew Barrymore?
We all make mistakes. I forget the names of my kids. It's been thousands of years. Fuck off.
So instead of literally flipping a table, I'm doing a flip over the table, a backflip, it looks like.
Jesus, that's flipping over great. The tables.
That's awesome. So the AI does not realize, the AI never read the Bible, it seems. That's not part of its library.
No, the AI is a huge atheist. So if we put up a bunch of like posters all over Portland, for example, and then I also got interviewed on the local Portland news, we could really like focus on one city at a time.
And I like that you picked Portland because their whole thing is keep being Portland weird. Right. Yeah.
Are we weird enough, Portland?
I didn't want to say it, but this is kind of weird what we do. And then after they were spotted together and they went out to dinner. Of course, I'm just watching from above.
Jesus is watching from above and he's like, yes!
Yes!
So the most important thing you can do to fight back is say things like, Jesus titty fucking Christ.
I don't fuck titties, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, Jesus ass fucking Christ.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
I don't eat fish.
You don't eat fish?
No, I'm not into fish.
That's fucking weird. Weren't you the one that took one fish and made people eat all the fish?
Yeah, and then I realized how bad fish was. I don't like seafood.
One day you were just like, you know what? Fuck fish.
Yeah. Can I evolve over 2,000 years? Damn. This dude is busy and like prominent. I didn't realize how big he actually was, but the fact that he's doing two commercials.
You just ignored him every time you've seen him in a commercial because you're like, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, exactly. He's irrelevant to me until he started dating Taylor Swift, of course.
They also hate Burger King now because Russell Brand was demonetized by Burger King or something.
I love Burger King.
Of course, you're the king of kings. Yeah, they had their phones on vibrate, but that didn't stop the phones from blaring the alert.
Yeah, we all know, because my phone is on permanent silent.
Me too, Jesus. My phone, my prayer alerts, permanent silent. But you know, when it comes to people like Aaron Rodgers, all bets are off. Fuck that guy.
He doesn't like to intervene, but you pushed him too far.
You pushed me too damn far, Aaron. Don't just retire. Don't come back.
It's just you. Anderson Cooper isn't switching the lower thirds as he changes topics.
Yeah.
Anderson Cooper isn't switching cameras.
Anderson Cooper doesn't have to like download the file or export to YouTube and then download the file and then cut up his entire show in Adobe Premiere Pro himself.
Anderson Cooper goes home and gets his dick sucked by a hot guy.
I'm always undercover, but I like to sneak out.
Okay, you can put your headphones back on.
Jesus, I was listening.
What?
The headphones pick up all of your audio, bro.
I was just kidding. I was just kidding.
Yeah, I just don't understand. Well, if you want to see a movie, why don't you see it at Heaven Cinema?
Because I want to be where the people are.
Wait, so the healthcare in heaven is bad? Oh, shit.
Yeah, specifically here at GodPod Inc.
Delete that part. We don't want anybody knowing about that.
And you make us tip at all the restaurants.
And didn't I do enough to Egypt?
Yeah, shit.
Didn't I smite them enough and you're still not happy? Yo, I smote them so fucking hard, people are still talking about it. Some of my finest work. I made it rain frogs, motherfucker. Yeah, Jon Stewart, if you want to take over the role of Moses, we can tell our Moses to fuck off.
You might not like this. So, okay, this show's called The God Pod.
Or maybe he could be Abraham, so we don't have to lose Moses.
What if Jon Stewart joined this show and we called it The John Pod?
What the fuck did you just say? And I have to say, as a big Sarah Silverman fan, I'm, you know, disappointed that she would rope weed into this.
And again, yeah, you're giving weed a bad name. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing that I'm most disappointed. Listen, you fuck up. Just own it and apologize. Don't blame this shit on motherfucking weed. We have a huge backlog.
Does that give you comfort, humans? You're going to die one day, and then we might forget to admit you.
Some are probably stuck there permanently at this point due to all the paper shredding I did back in the 70s.
Oh, my me. Everybody is dressing up anyway. You can barely even tell people's ages sometimes.
Are they going to start carding children?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Hey, kid. No, let me put on my aviators. Hey, you. How old are you? You better be under 14.
And I remember Biden, after that debate, sold on his site fly swatters.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh, great. Well, guess what? I ordered one because I wanted to support the Biden campaign. The fly swatter never showed up.
Don't tell the Republicans, Jesus. They'll finally have a valid impeachment case.
Well, we're here to say we love sodomy here at the God Pod.
Damn right.
We love anal. We love oral. We love the holes.
That whole Sodom and Gomorrah thing was not about gay people. It was about being unkind to strangers. Uranus is nice and everything, but it was a little gassy and smelly.
Wow. Okay. It's early. I haven't showered yet. Sorry about that.
I was talking about the planet, Jesus, not about anything else.
Oh.
Everything he says pisses me off. This really pisses me off. Leave me out of it.
Leave him out of it.
I had nothing to do with making this guy speaker. Nothing. You think that it would have taken so many votes? Can you imagine having a psychopath as your father, Jesus?
No, definitely not. I can't imagine if my father would ever let me die on the cross.
If I were to monitor your porn usage, that would be like the worst thing that I could ever do to you. You should point the finger back at me.
Well, that's what I did say you wouldn't let me return to Earth. But what about you, God? I mean, why aren't you doing these wonderful things?
I admit it. I am powerless and don't have any money.
Oh, okay. I should have just taken that strategy.
No, I mean, you at least, you have like the ability to turn water into wine. Loki is a god that I've always felt simpatico with because he's a huge fucking loser too. Like, that's his thing.
Oh.
And everybody thinks he's this piece of shit for the bad things that he's done before in the past, just like me. And you know what it is, folks? He is filled with glorious purpose. You're the king of kings, and that must make me the emperor.
I'm the king of kings, but I also wouldn't mind if we started having elections here.
Which is cool because I really respect the emperor in Star Wars.
Jesus, 2024!
The emperor would just be like, do it. Execute Order 66. I respect that. That emperor, he's got riz.
What is your favorite part of Thanksgiving dinner, Dad? Like, food-wise?
Talking about politics and the state of global affairs and starting fights.
It makes me really wish I was, again, a hot woman on OnlyFans.
Instead of a busted ugly dude. It's literally hard to come up with a take shocking and crazy.
One will come to us.
George Santos is sexy.
You know what? Honestly, I think George Santos should have his own OnlyFans account because I think he's the hottest person to ever step on Capitol Hill. What do you think of that? I made all the wine, of course. People love my wine this time of year. People love red during the colder months. Warms them up.
People don't like my wine. which is just me whining.
But sometimes you just want Taco Bell. I get it. Real Mexican is superior, of course. But sometimes you just want the bell. Dong.
It's just the white girl in you. Okay.
Exactly.
Jesus is a thief. You heard it here. That's why he was up there on that cross with the mother thieves.
Crucify me.
You thought it was Jesus was up there with two thieves. No, it was just three thieves.
Crucify me for my password sharing sins.
He steals his streaming services, and he also steals your heart. Happy New Year! We'll see you in 2024. The Lord has spoken.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.